Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 24th of April, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The world's biggest chipmakers are still Intel, which reports quarterly earnings after the bell, and South Korea's Samsung. Reports on earnings earlier today from SK Hynix, the world's second biggest producer of memory chips. Profits fell more than 40% in the first quarter as it was hit by China's lockdown. For the first time, it said it was unable to supply a forecast for shipments for the full year. The UK's competition watchdog has cleared the £6 billion merger of Just Eat and Takeaway.com, just days after giving provisional approval to Amazon's investment in rival food delivery app Deliveroo. The decision came as the combined Just Eat Takeaway raised €700 million in new financing. Netflix and Snap, which both reported on Tuesday, have also bolstered their finances. Netflix is set to issue $1 billion equivalent of debt after securing its lowest cost of borrowing in the bond market. Snap announced plans for a strategic opportunistic capital raise of up to $750 million via a convertible debt offering. The UK government this week pledged £1 billion to support local startups, following on from similar measures announced by France, €4 billion, and Germany, €2 billion, earlier in the month. The measures followed a sustained lobbying campaign by the tech community and were heralded as a victory for the sector and a watershed moment in the relationship between the state and UK startups. But amid the celebrations, worries started to form about the details of the proposals, with one legal firm Seedlegals arguing that the terms were of the kind that an aggressive investor would squeeze out of a distressed company that had nowhere else to go. There were other complaints that the money would harm diversity as well. Two products definitely debuting to take advantage of the lockdown are Sonos Radio and Spotify podcast playlists. Sonos says its new radio service will offer music, news, sports and more from over 60,000 local and global radio stations. The Verge says the interesting aspect is the original programming the company is developing found under the Sonos Presence section. Neiman Lab has commentary on Spotify rolling out this week the next phase of its effort to do unto podcasting what it's long done with music. Establish a prominent system of curated playlists that drives discovery, engagement, and in some cases, brand power. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.